So this is your moment, really, to sit, relax, and open your heart to the Lord. Don't be thinking, just be listening to the voice. The voice in a prophetic word is always important. It's just as important as the word itself. So let the voice touch your heart, and when your heart is touched, your mind will actually come unsync. This is a moment to really soak in God's presence and receive His all-encompassing love. It's important for you to receive His love, affection, and His delight in you. This is a type of prophecy. It's like Scripture describes it as the washing of water in the Word. It's a Word that cleanses, heals, and renews. So, here we go. Beloved, one of our greatest pleasures is giving you gifts. Nothing that originates in us can ever be earned. I challenge you, beloved, to look up the word gift in the Bible. There are so many gifts that we have set aside for you to enjoy. And sometimes life is like, choose the gift you most need from me now, and I'll give it to you. Unless I've got a better gift in mind, then I'll give you that one. If religion has left you feeling shamed, condemned, then instead of shame, I'm going to give you a double portion of blessing. Straight out of Isaiah 61:7. Beloved, instead of feeling humiliated and condemned, I can cause you, and I will cause you, to shout for joy. Negatives and negativity only exist in the world. They have no place in the kingdom. Negatives exist in the hearts of people who have not fully received the gift of grace. Poor teaching does not allow my people to live in the place of grace so that my righteousness can flourish in your spirit. Legalism in my body commands your performance so that you may earn my favor. Legalistic rules say, if you do good, God will do good to you. The kingdom does not work like that. We give you goodness so that our goodness will flow into your life and out through your heart. Our primary purpose is to make you in our image, according to our likeness. We like what we're doing. That was the first thing we ever spoke about our people. We're bringing you into a place of first love. And first love is the love between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the beating heart of heaven. It's the essence of oneness and communion that has existed before time and creation. Beloved, who we are for one another in our oneness is also who we will be for you forever. When I put Christ into you, I put you into first love with all of us and each of us. When I put you into Christ on the cross, this is what happened. I put your old man, your sinful nature, with all its corruption and with all the negativity of the world, the flesh, and the devil, I put it all onto Jesus on the cross. He bore everything so that you would not have to struggle and fail. In Christ, you have a new beginning. Nothing of the old you made it through the cross. We made sure of that. Our first gift in your newness of life was to kill the old you as part of the sacrifice of Jesus. You start clean, new, and fresh every day of your life. We breathe life into you constantly. We create newness of life every single day. And that's our gift, is freedom every single day. New every morning, beloved. Our loving kindness, our compassion, and our faithfulness to you is new and fresh each new morning. We ask, beloved, that you simply live one day at a time with us. To know that you have become new each day and you can build on each blessing that we give you, so that you may add today's truth and the blessing we bestowed, you can add it to the following day and increase your breakthrough. And then your delight in us will never falter as you live with us one day at a time. We do request of you that at the end of each day, you hand over any pressure, stress, difficulty, negativity, anything. You hand all of that to your personal comforter, the Holy Spirit. He's going to be standing in front of you saying, come on, hand it over. We're not carrying that over into the next day. Also, that you give to us any negative thoughts, emotions, and attitudes. Give those to your Redeemer, who is the Christ, your indwelling Savior. In the kingdom, beloved, you cannot accumulate sin, negativity, or distress from day to day. When you allow those things to build up, what you're doing is erecting a fence between us. We broke down every wall of partition between us at the cross. So separation does not exist in our heart towards you, and we don't want it to exist in yours. Jesus agreed to be punished in your place. So when others punish you, they are taking away your freedom to be loved fully each day. We give you that freedom fresh every single day. We plan your long-term future by giving you personal scripture, prophecy, dreams and visions, so that you may know who we want to become, who we want you to become in us, so that you know the role we want you to have in the kingdom and the gifts that are available to you every day in your life with us. This is why we practice 3+me with you every day. We plus you every day, fresh and new, always. Because we are with you always, literally every day, fresh. We never leave you. We will not forsake you. We will not fail you. Because we do not see you as a failure. We know that people have taken the truth of the kingdom and conformed it to the practices of the world. That's why you're not used to being free. A lie from a religious spirit has bound you into a spiritual culture that does not reflect the love that we have for you. Our love makes all things new every day. Come to me as a much loved child, and we will make you into a new man and woman who will bear our likeness and our image. Therefore, we declare to you a time of renewal in first love. It shall be as your first day in the kingdom. We will make all things new in you, all the time, over time. You must have a constant stream of gifts that will empower you. Ask us for the fruits of the Spirit, which are designed to become our nature in you. In this way, your heart will be filled and your emotions will become our passions for you. Beloved, we are so passionate towards you in our love, our joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness and self-control. You've got a lot of our feelings to look forward to. Ask for grace daily so that our empowering presence will lift you up. We'll give you mercy when you need it. We will make you holy so that you can enjoy our righteousness in a beautiful way. Our hearts are full of delight and passion towards you. Let me say that again. Our hearts are full of delight and passion towards you. You are our body on earth, representing our true nature. So you need to know what we're like. Every day we make you like us. New every morning is our faithfulness to you. We are constantly seeking to upgrade our life in you. We are elevating you in our presence so that you are empowered to receive every gift that is yours already in Christ. Ask every day for your mind to be renewed by the Spirit so that the mind of Christ will form in you. Beloved, the world is not the kingdom, and the kingdom will never become the world, because the kingdom can never be overcome by something smaller. You are in the world, but you're not of it. You belong to where we live, in a higher place. And we will set your mind on things above, not on things below. Your new man lens and thinking and new language is designed to generously oppose the world and its culture. No need to be angry when goodness and kindness are far superior to a world that wants conflict. We deal with the world from the truth of who we are in ourselves, as portrayed by utmost love and by the fruit of the Spirit. The way we deal with people in holiness is beautiful to us. We long for the practice of truth to be beautiful to you also. Beloved, we set you free always, every day, so that our goodness and kindness in you will cause even your detractors to turn around and follow me. It is important that you live in our declarations for you, that you constantly confess our declarations over you, because that is the truth that will set you free. Don't hang on to the old you. It's dead. So that's a little crazy. Your new man is Jesus in you. He is our focus in you every day. We will teach you to live delighted in us. Because, beloved, we delight in you. We are for you. You are in us as much as we are in you. We feel you in our heart. A church that is not patterned on kingdom values and principles cannot empower you to live by our presence. But the cross has set you free from the old man. The cross is our answer to the problem of the world and the flesh. When my son died, so did you. He died for you, and he died as you. When he was buried, he took your old man with him. When he was raised from the dead, he left your old nature behind. The old man can never be resurrected. It is gone, finished forever. Your new man is Christ in you, giving you his nature. You do not have a sin nature anymore. You simply have a sin habit. And this is because you have an attachment to a way of life taught by the world, the flesh, and by a religion that seeks to portray me, but can never produce my fullness of life in you. Only Christ within can reproduce our life in you. Only the Holy Spirit can make you holy. So partner with my real nature, not what religion has ascribed to me. There are many great churches who partner with the Redeemer to change your old habit into our true nature. They know that the old man is dead, and they consider it to be dead so that you can walk with me in newness of life. Your new man has all the things required to walk with God. It's inbuilt in Jesus. You have it in you right now. You're just not used to looking for it or seeing it. But you're learning the new life of exchange. That is accepting newness as a gift and learning the pleasure of making all things new in my beloved Son. This is called the process of sanctification. This is where we stand with you in your lowest place of experience. This is where we empower you to become as we are in spirit and truth. It is where we delight in teaching and empowering your new man to rise up in you and occupy your true experience of Christ in you. This is the very heart of a constant encounter with 3+ me. There are always 4 of us living in you. Your creator, your redeemer, your helper, and you, the beloved, the one we adore, the one we love. The 4 of us together become the body of Christ, the bride of Christ in the earth. It is our honor to love Christ in you. We choose to stand with you in the place of growth and transformation. Every day we step into the old and we make it new. We broke the mold of struggle so that we could give you rest and peace. We break the mold of sin by being your righteousness. It is our gift to you, the beloved. You know, conflict is always about growth. It is where we challenge your old thinking so that we can give you the mind of Christ. We are always replacing the old with the new man. We're not working on the old you. We're exchanging its habits with new life that works in you. Beloved, there is no struggle in a simple exchange of life. Christ in you is your life. The Redeemer redeems you every single day. And we love this process. When you're stuck in an old lifestyle issue, your helper, the generous Holy Spirit, will empower you to walk in the Spirit of truth. We love your life in us. We are delighted to replace the old with the new. There's no shame in learning this new life. There is no blame attached to you if you fail, because you're learning the ways of God. And the first few times you learn anything, you learn to do it better. So there's no condemnation. We have faith in our ability to make you like us. We love being patient with your process of change. We love being engaged with all aspects of your life. 3+Me is our passion for you to be living in us. We will teach you the joy and peace in believing. Beloved, it is our love for you that provides you with every gift that you need to become as we are in you. We declare that your life is now open to receive every good and perfect gift that comes to you from the Father of lights. Beloved, I'm not in a rush. It is our patience and love that will cause you to abandon striving. You can't perform to earn any of our gifts. They are freely given so that you can freely receive, because you are free to become like me. You know, the performance comes after the gift, not before. Because the gift of life and truth empowers your growth. Please learn the fruit of the Spirit. Listen to the many voices of love that comes from our delight, our passion, and our deep affection for you. Beloved, as your Father, I will talk to you in the same way I talk to Jesus. Why do you think we went to these great lengths to redeem you by putting you into Christ and Christ into you? He is the beloved in you, and you are learning to be the beloved in him. That's how it works. You're a new creation in him. All the old has passed away already. I love saying that. All the old has passed away already. We are delighted to show you a new and living way to remain in fellowship with us. I am is loving that I get to teach you about the power and presence of Jesus in you. It's exciting for me to live in you. And our excitement becomes your amazement. Think of it. No sin nature, just a sin habit, which is not hard to break and rebuild, because we are powerful, we are majestic, we can overcome anything. A habit is just a behavior pattern. It's a way of thinking that is unhelpful now. It's a way of living in the world that can be redeemed by the kingdom in you. It's a way of walking in the light so that our life in all its fullness can overwhelm your heart and mind with our pleasure in you. This is our promise to you. We will stand with you in your lowest place so that we can redeem you in the fullest possible way. Beloved, this challenge is the breaking of the mold of all that is preventing you from becoming like us. You learn best when our joy is in you and filling up the empty places. So that is where we start new life in you. We speak these words to you so that our joy may be in you and that your joy may be full. You have our blessing to live from how we see you in Jesus, who is your lifelong Redeemer. We give you the Comforter and the Helper, the powerful Spirit of Truth to support you in all your learning and growth. And I am your Creator, making all things new every day. Join us in this new and living way, where all things are possible and nothing is ever too hard for us.